Hello, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, and I'm a volunteer guide at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Here's a gingerbread mould. By the late 18th century, fashionable goods were reaching most corners of Europe. Comfort was a priority, and families accumulated objects specific to recreation and relaxation in the home. The dominant style was neoclassicism, inspired by archaeological discoveries of ancient Greece and Rome. However, centuries-old local traditions and styles still prevailed in the production of many domestic objects, as we find here. Culinary objects demonstrate the delight in having decorated foodstuffs on the dining table. This German mould of carved and incised pear wood would have been used to stamp gingerbread before baking. You're welcome to touch it. This example of folk art is oval in shape, and central to the design is a lamb standing in profile facing to the left. The curly fleece is well depicted, as is the long tail. The front right hoof is raised and seems to hold the staff of a flag to be seen to the right of the lamb's head. Decorative flowers on a stem frame the lamb, and the outer edge of the mould has a continuous leaf pattern. The date, 1795, is incised beneath the lamb's head. It reads correctly on the mould, but would, of course, print in reverse. We don't know the reason for this. Perhaps it is simply a mistake. The Lamb of God, or Agnus Dei, was a popular Christian motif, even in this culinary context, to remind one of Christ's role as a sacrificial lamb, but also as a saviour with the flag representing Christ triumphant.